our Friday finale. In his inaugural address yesterday, President Bush spoke to young Americans especially. Actress and writer Annabelle Gurwitch has been imagining how this might sound to one teenage girl, and she offers us this glimpse into her imaginary journal.
Dear Diary, I can't believe on this historic occasion of the inauguration of our 40th-something president that I was stuck at home and not at the balls. Jen and Barbara are wearing Bagley Mishka dresses, and I'm home watching Misha Barton on the OC, although she's really cool and was dressed in green sequins, kind of like Jenna, but it's not like going to, like, 9 balls in one night. My parents said we couldn't afford to go. Some people donated, like, $250,000 for tickets, and my parents don't have that kind of money, and it's all because my parents are Democrats and refuse to be rich. They say they don't even like Bush because of what he wants to do to Social Security, but if they would just be rich, they wouldn't have to worry about that stuff. The twins must be having the best time. They had that ball on Tuesday, sponsored by the National Beer Wholesalers Association. So, you know, no one can give you a hard time for drinking at that one. I mean, it would be rude not to. They wore $200 jeans and drank vodka tonics with Stephen Baldwin and Hilary Duff. Some of those balls the network showed, though, seemed a little old-fashioned, but I guess you have to go with the balls you have, not the balls you want. Anyway, I did watch that ceremony thing outside. Brr. The twins looked like snow princesses. There just weren't enough shots of them. It was mostly shots of old guys. But it was good when they showed the president, because Barb was sitting right behind him, and she looked very Jennifer Gardner from 13 Going on 30 in her little blue coat. And then the twins' dad mentioned something about a shipwreck called communism. Wow, that sounds terrible. I didn't hear about that. Maybe George Clooney will have a telethon. Anyway, I did see a few stars in the crowd at the White House. Stephen Baldwin, again. Wow, I think he was on camera more yesterday than he's been in years. And then there were those opera singers. Like, why didn't they have Fantasia? If I was in charge, they would sing songs like I Will Always Love You, because everyone always claps when they sing that on American Idol. But when Jen fixed her lip gloss during the ceremony, I was so proud of her because, like, that's what the president was talking about, right? Women not being repressed? You go, girl. I love freedom and liberty. Anyway, the big news diary is Pierce Bush. Hello. Where did he come from? He's so cute. He doesn't even look like he's a Bush. Oh, my God. Topher Grace is so yesterday. Yes, Diary, I was in love with George P., but he got married, and Pierce is so single. I know what I'm going to do with my life now. I'm going to apply to Georgetown, and even though my grades weren't so great, well, that never stopped our president. Besides, I'm going to save up for a suit like the one Reese Witherspoon wears in Legally Blonde, and for sure I'll get in. I'm going to marry Pierce Bush. And then Jen and Barb won't just be my friends. We'll all be related. Till then, dear Diary, Mrs. Pierce Bush, Mrs. Annabelle Gurwitch Bush, Mrs. Pierce and Annabelle Gurwitch Bush.
The imaginative teenage diary from writer and actress Annabelle Gurwitch.